Hey, besties!
Welcome back to another episode of From Blended to Besties. We are in our season finale.
I know. We are cutting it a little shorter than normal. We usually do about 12 episodes, but we got the holidays coming up.
We do. The holidays are going to be crazy. Vlogmas is coming up on YouTube if you guys don't follow us on YouTube. There's just going to be so much going on. So we're like, all right, we need a break.
We need a break from the podcast. And we are doing Vlogmas instead. So we're going to be vlogging, uploading a vlog every day in December.
Every weekday.
Yes. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday through half the month of December every day on YouTube. Yes. So make sure you're following us there. You got some cute stuff. And then we will be back January.
I'll be one step closer to being almost fully pregnant. What is it called? Like full term?
Full term. So we'll do a little season before you have the baby, and then we'll take another hiatus, I guess. Try to squeeze in one more season.
Another hiatus, or just, you know, we'll just have a little guest in the middle and hope she doesn't cry during the fucking podcast.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
That's how we should do it. You want to see the baby? Follow us on our podcast.
Only post the baby on YouTube.
She's in the middle.
Making her work. What was your first job? Hi, Candy, for the YouTube.
I know. She was the intro tears.
Yes. Oh, that'd be adorable. That would be a bitch to fucking edit. Every 5 minutes.
All the pauses.
Oh, my God. Anyway. So I have another little segment here. I wanted to talk about two segments. One, I want to talk about that email.
Okay, I feel like I had a segment that I wanted to bring up in here, and I was like, I'm not going to bring it up on this one. I want to bring it up on the other one, and tell me how I fucking forgot what it was.
I know you wanted to talk about the email.
No, hold on. I got to write it down so I don't forget.
So anyway, so I'm going to start it since you're writing it down. So how do you do your gifts? So in the last one we talked about bio kids versus step kids as far as getting presents and stuff. Do you buy your gifts by like number of gifts, or do you buy it based on like a budget amount? And so like let's say you have like $200 budget or whatever, and Michael wants one thing that's $200, but Bryce wants 200 things that are a dollar, like that.
Like the kids, separately.
How do you decide, like, do you do it by number of presents, or do you do it by, budget? Give each, my dad does it by budget. Like, he'll be like, okay, each kid is going to get, you know, $150 worth of stuff.
Well, when it comes to Michael, so when we buy, like.
Well, you've only had one, so I guess.
Yeah. So when we, like, when I buy, like, Bryce gifts, I buy Bryce gifts kind of like how the grandparents buy, like, gifts, like, a couple of gifts for him. But Michael, I do try to take in fact that, like, he's with us Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, where, like, it should be, like, the whole Christmas deal instead of, like, one or two big gifts like we technically do for Bryce. Mm-hmm. Girl, I don't got no budget. I am the worst on fucking Christmas. I used to buy Michael 90% of what was on his list because it was easier when he was smaller to get him everything that he wanted. This year, I'm trying to do like where it's going to be like a healthy amount where he's still like happy with Christmas, but like not where I'm like taking a loan or like having to cut out a limb just to buy him stuff.
Let me just say.
But I don't have a budget, man. There's things that I've seen for Bryce that Mike is like, are you crazy? And I'm like, maybe. But it looks so cool. Like, especially what gets me is with the age gap, something that I'm like, damn, we can't get that for Michael.
But we could
get it for Bryce.
We don't have a budget either.
Do people do budgets? Am I living my life wrong?
My dad does for each. Well, my dad's got 4 kids and 2 grandkids. So he does a budget. I mean, now that Travis, and he's got Travis too. So now that we're adults, he just gives. Actually, what's funny is my dad used to not buy gifts for me. He would just give me money in a card. He would give Travis money. Actually, he wouldn't give Travis cash. He would give me cash. He used to give Travis cash, but then he found out I was taking Travis's cash.
Really?
So then now he gives Travis's like Home Depot gift card, so I can't spend it, which joke's on him. I could still find a way to they sell Christmas shit at Home Depot, Dad. But anyway, so
I think you said the same thing when my mom gave Travis the Home Depot card. You were like, I'll take that.
He used to give me cash, but he doesn't really anymore. Like, he's been buying me gifts now because I think I've gotten, like, more into, like, Loungefly and stuff. And he really likes buying Disney stuff. So he's been buying me gifts, which is awesome because
awesome.
I know, I never used to get. Yeah. He would just give me cash, which is great too. I like that. But he does that with the kids too. Like he'll have like a set budget and buy stuff.
I think with kids, I don't really have a budget just because, let's say if you had a budget of $100, buying Michael something for $100 versus buying Bryce $100 is two very different things. Michael's going to be spent on one thing maybe. Mm-hmm. Bryce, you could probably get like 10 things. Like, yeah. So it's a little bit harder. I think with adults, I do more of a budget because I'm not trying to like – I want the thought to be there, not me like buying a bunch of shit, one that I don't think you're going to use or two that like just costs so much fucking money. Like I want it to be thoughtful or creative or like – unique, something like that, because my mom does it like that too. My mom's never really given us like cash or money. She's always like wanting to do gifts. She wants to do like, this is my thought process for why I got you it type of thing. Makes you think, because you know you were scared with one of your gifts.
I was a little scared. It was a little terrifying, I'm not gonna lie.
But no, I never really had a budget. Like I think I did create a list. It's in my Amazon cart right now of the things that I would like to get the kids. And I'm going to hold it there and see if I can get it all. It's not like a lot, especially with Michael, because he's so fucking expensive. But I'm also trying to consider, especially with this year, like, and with Bryce, like, stuff that they don't just get bored with so quickly.
So we do it, like, back when Michael was a little younger and when Bryce was a baby and Bryce, you know, didn't really give a shit about his toys. You know, he was happy getting a box. Like, kids do not care. I would always make sure the gifts were even because Michael was old enough to know, like, oh, Bryce got 10 gifts. I want to make sure I get 10 gifts. Now that everyone's, you know, moved up in the age bracket and Michael understands now, you know, he's going to be 13. He understands that his stuff is more expensive. Yeah. And when we've had that talk or whatever. I don't do a budget because, again, Michael's stuff is way more referring to last year because this year we're doing it completely different.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him the choice. I asked him, I said, you know, do you want more presents and get, you know, less expensive things? So you're like Bryce, because that's what Bryce is going to do.
Yeah.
Bryce just wants more presents. He doesn't care what it is. He just wants more. Or would you rather me buy you something that's more expensive? And last year he said, or was it the year before? One of the years he said, I want more presents.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Love that for you. So we did a bunch of presents. I think it was last year was when he was like, I'll take something more expensive. And then I was like, well, this will be the last year of that. But
changed your mind. No. Never mind.
But giving him the option so he kind of understood. But this year, and I talked to both the kids about it, we're going to slow down, I think, on Christmas every year, not just this year, because they are getting older. And I just... The wake-up call was cleaning out Bryce's room last month. I spent hours in there. He only plays with the same, like, six toys. He has I donated so much crap in his room.
We've done that with Michael. Stuff that still had brand new tags on it that I'm just like, the box was never open.
Yeah, same with Michael at our house, too. And I'm like, he still has stuff up in his that he swore he wanted that he just never used.
Yeah.
Same thing with Bryce. Just never, ever, ever use. Doesn't play with. Like, and I'm like, this is just ridiculous. Like, we're wasting money. Like, we're going to, instead of buying stuff, because they also get so much crap during the year.
Yeah.
Because Michael's birthday is in December. So it's not like, you know, he, and then Bryce is in April, which they're both pretty much at the beginning of the year. So they have like a full 9 months. I don't quote me on math, but where they have, you know, no birthdays, no holidays, whatever. So we're constantly buying them stuff.
Yeah.
They see something cool at the store. I'm like, yeah, sure. We'll pick it up. Whatever.
Yeah.
So we're doing this year and years in the future, we're going to do trips, I think. I mean, we are ready for Michael's birthday and for Bryce's birthday. We try to do an event. We don't do gifts for their birthdays anymore. We'll do like a cake. We'll go bowling. We'll go mini golf. We'll go to Busch Gardens. We'll do something. We've done that for years. And I'm kind of like leaning towards that for Christmas too, to be honest. Maybe get them like one or two things each and something that they actually want, and then save up our money and go on a trip. Instead of spending that, you know, like $300 on Christmas, let's go do something else. And they both agreed for now. Well, Bryce said he agreed, and then he was like, but how many presents am I going to get from Santa?
I know, I love that.
And I was like, Santa's also contributing to the trip, so.
Santa's helping pay for the vacation. Like, Santa coming to your house. Mm-hmm. I think we've talked about this before, because I knew when I grew up, like, Santa gifts every child a gift, so he can't be gifting, you know, one child a PlayStation 4 and another child socks, because, you know, it's unfair. Like, how do people do it and stuff? Because I think you said most of the stuff with Santa. Is that how you did it?
Yeah, we did most. Well,
I'm trying to remember how we did it, but we were drinking when we were doing the gift Christmas gifts around that conversation.
Most of our stuff was Santa, I think. I don't know why we did it like that.
Yeah.
I think it's because I grew up, which, talking about the whole subject of our podcast, we might as well just jump into it and we could just do that first. The subject of our podcast today is things in our childhood
that
we wouldn't pass down to our kids.
Okay.
So things that we grew up with that we collectively decided, you know, I'm not going to pass that down. So one of mine was believing in Santa. My mom told me from a very young age, 2-3 years old, that Santa Claus wasn't real.
Which is so mean. She
said that it was because she didn't want to lie to us. She told me Mickey Mouse wasn't real. She told me Tooth Fairy wasn't real. She told me all of them. Broke it down. Yeah.
Magic in your freaking childhood.
Yeah, you guys wonder why I'm so cynical all the time. But at my dad's house, my dad kept it alive. He was like, oh yeah, Santa, whatever. And it was so just awkward and weird because my mom would tell me, too, she's like, your dad's lying to you, like, whatever. Aww. So I would go over there and pretend like I believed.
Yeah.
So to make my dad happy. And my dad and Ashley, I remember one time I got a Magna Doodle. Remember a Magna Doodle? You would draw on it and then you could erase it and pull the thing back and then you could draw on it again. And Ashley, I knew it was Ashley because her handwriting, had taken it out and wrote on there Merry Christmas, we love you, or Merry Christmas, something, love Santa.
Uh-huh.
And then she put it back in there and taped it up. So it looked like when I opened it, Santa had written on it or whatever. And I just remember looking at it, being 4 years old and being like, it was Ashley. You know what I mean? Just it was so shitty. I'm like, I am not doing that to my kids.
That's heartbreaking.
I don't care. We'll have the discussion when it gets to it. And talking to Travis and, you know, hearing the way he grew up with Santa and all that. And just other friends and stuff and how they weren't traumatized and stuff. Why not let your kids just believe in it? I mean, it's so magical, it's so awesome. That's one thing that I did not do. Michael believed in Santa up until last year before.
I think the year before he said he wasn't sure.
Yeah, he said he wasn't sure,
which is fine. I think now he's more like he wants to be a part of the stuff.
Yeah,
because he was helping me with the
Elf on the Shelf
thing when I would fucking forget it all the time.
Yeah, we do Elf on the Shelf.
I don't even know where it is right now.
Mine are in my panty drawer. So listen, let me explain. So usually we don't put them with the Christmas stuff.
No, I know better than that, because we've had a chance where Michael opened and I was like, I saw a leg and I was like, ah!
No. So we usually keep them in our closet. I don't know why. We were scrambling last year. You know what I think it was? When did we go to Georgia?
At the beginning of January.
So we took our Christmas stuff down and we were preparing to go to Georgia because we didn't want to have to take it down before we got home. So we kind of, you could tell.
You had to take it down because you guys said that, you guys were taking out outside stuff and inside stuff because you said you need to do it before HOA said something.
Yeah, that, and because we were leaving and we didn't want to leave the cats. So you could, when I was unpacking my Christmas stuff this year, stuff was thrown everywhere. Like, it wasn't put away good. And we always put the elves in our closet and they were put in the Christmas stuff. So when I got home or when I picked up Bryce from school, I didn't know they were in there.
Yeah.
So Bryce and I were
taking the stuff out
and I saw them and I had to distract him somehow. And then I just went in my bedroom. My drawer was open and I was like, what's the one? Cause he goes in my bedroom all the time. And I was like, I don't want him to be in here and me forget that they're on my desk or they're, you know, and I'm like, hey, you know, can you go do the garbage in my bedroom or my bathroom or whatever and forget that they're in there. So I put him in my panty drawer cause I knew he wouldn't be looking in there.
Girl,
and
I also
put the Pokemon cards in there and guess who hasn't found them? Bryce.
Can we talk about the Pokemon cards were on the desk on the table yesterday? Michael's talking to me and I'm like,
oh no.
I'm like, shy up, but he didn't notice. He was too blindsided. But yeah. I was like, damn it, Tiffany.
But Michael was moving he really helped out with the Elf on the Shelf last year at our house too.
He helped out too with us. When we grew up, my mom was a fucking OG, whatever you want to call it, when it came to Santa, because even when I became cynical, like we always did Santa growing up and whatnot. And my mom had this like really big box or bin or whatever you call it of Christmas wrapping paper. Mm-hmm. But Santa's wrapping paper was just like out of this world, completely different. I would go mm-hmm. through all of them and I'm like, it has to be in here. Because that's when I started doubting it, that I was like, I don't know. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, it has to be her. Like, I don't get it. And then I wrote a letter because I wasn't believing. I was like, show me your reel. And he like responded back with another letter. And I'm like, it's not my mother's fucking signature. And I did so much investigating. It wasn't until I was like 23. I was like, you need to fucking tell me what you did, because I'm 23 years old, not sure how Santa happened. She would have her coworkers write the letters and do the wrapping that's paper. Terrible. She would get wrapping paper. And she's like, that's how I kept you guys believing for so long. I was like, I was fucking confused. But Santa only ever gave us one gift. And it was always a gift we never, like, really asked for. So it was completely different. Like, it's mm-hmm. like, how did he know? But a gift that we still liked. Only one gift, because my mom used to always tell me that, like, Santa can't make all the expensive toys because it's not fair for other kids and stuff like that. That everything else was her, but the one little gift. And it was smaller than the other gifts. Never the big gift that, like, we absolutely mm-hmm. wanted was from him. So that's how we kind of did it with Michael, because Mike wanted to do. He was like, well, the first year we did Christmas with Michael, he's like, make them all from Santa. And I was like, no.
That's what we did. Him and I did that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I was like, no. I was like, that's not fair to, like, other little kids that are going to be like, oh, Michael got 10 gifts from Santa, but I got one.
That's true.
And I was like, no. And I was like, Santa's going to do this one special gift. I was like, Mike, we need to buy specialty wrapping paper. Mm-hmm. It needs to be signed differently. And he's like, why all of this? And I was like, because this is what my mom did.
That's so sweet. See, yeah, like, I just did – I don't know. I guess it's because I didn't really get to believe in Santa. Like, I didn't know what to fucking mm-hmm. do. Like, my dad did a lot of gifts from Santa. My dad would, like, he would have the gifts from him and my stepmom, and they would be underneath the tree, like, mm-hmm. the whole month of December. So we would see, like, Megan's got 3 gifts. Yeah. You know, Alex got 3 gifts, you know, whatever. And then Christmas morning, there would be a shit ton of gifts. Mm-hmm. And that's when, you know, whatever. So I always did it. You know, when Mike and I had Michael, I just got, like, so excited that Santa was coming. Like, I just had them all from Santa. Like, yeah. I didn't know, you know?
Yeah.
And it was the same thing. Like, we always had Santa bring, like, the biggest gift. Like, the trampoline that we got. Like, we had, you know, like, Travis and I getting the little things or whatever. And Santa, you know, yeah, Santa.
Yeah.
The way you do it, if I could redo it, if you guys are new moms, I would definitely do it that way. Me, I don't know.
Very excited. You overwhelmed yourself.
I was like, Santa! I'm just gonna bring this one. You know, we're gonna love Santa, because I didn't get to experience Santa. So, but I would definitely do it that way. I think that way sounds so much better. It's very sweet. But yeah, because Bryce is now like, yeah, it's fine, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to give me any gifts, but now Santa can.
Because he will. Like, oh. Yeah. And it, like, makes it even weirder. And I think because where we lived in New York and stuff, and, like, you know, there was people who were definitely less fortunate, and, you know, kids compare with mm-hmm. what they got, that I think she wanted to do it like that. But I would always be like, I'm like, I don't fucking get it. I can't find this fucking wrapping paper anywhere. I was mm-hmm. like, whose signature? I would go through my mom's, like, notebooks and stuff and take every letter, like A, B, C, and compare it to the Santa letter. And I'm like, they're not the fucking same. Dude. And then I'd ask her, be like, can you sign this for me? Just so I could double check. And then I'd ask my, like, stepdad, and I'm like, whose fucking signature is
this? Your mom's probably like, damn, she's dedicated.
I used to also be the same kid, though, growing up. She used to put presents underneath the tree, like, in the beginning of December and, like, a little more every year. But I would unwrap it perfectly, see what the gift is, and then rewrap everything so she stopped.
I remember, so my dad and my stepmom, Christmas night, this is before my brothers were born, they would sleep on the couch in the living room.
Sneaky.
And then they would put me and my brother in their bed.
Really?
I don't know why, but I remember one year, it was at some apartment, it was before my brothers were born, I woke Chris up. And I was like, let's go creep behind the couch. And I remember they were sleeping on the couch. And we're, like, creeping, crawling on the floor. And I heard Ashley. She's like, go back to bed. I'm like, I never did it again. Never did it again. I was like, absolutely not.
That is so funny.
I think that was the year I got the Furby. If that tells you how long ago it was.
That is hysterical. Yeah, I was always trying to figure it out. I was like, I don't fucking get it. And that was, like, honestly the biggest mystery in my whole entire childhood, because I was like, she did it for so years too. And, like, I think I was, like, getting to be like close to like middle school or teenagerish, where everyone was telling me like, you're dumb for believing in Santa. And that's, I was like, y'all Michael. Need to tell me who the fuck is doing this shit then. Who's coming in?
Yeah, that's what they were doing to Michael. And I remember telling, he was just like asking me, not last year, because last year he knew completely. And the year before, he was still unsure. And like, we were talking about it. Mike's like, we got to tell him. And I'm like, I'm not telling him shit. I'm like, he'll figure it out on himself. You know, like, let him believe for as long as he wants to believe. Like, it's not. And Travis said the same thing. He's like, they'll figure it out. You shouldn't have to tell him.
Yeah.
But I remember he was, you know, kind of like asking me about it. And I could tell he was. And this is what I told him. I was like, the minute you stop believing in Santa is when he stops bringing the gifts. So I think he held on a little
extra anxiety.
I was like, remember all the movies they talk about, like the adults and stuff who like lose the Christmas, and that's why, you know, Santa doesn't come. I was like, the minute you stop believing is when Santa stops bringing the gifts. And that worked for like that year, I think. And then he kind of got it. He was like, I don't believe in it anymore.
I like the way that a lot of people describe how they do tell their kids or how they do transition, that it was like, Santa is real, but it's like, it's not a person. I'm trying to say we're fucking Bryce. It's like, it's an idea. And like, when you finally know that you're a part of like being Santa, you're and stuff a part like that, like you're like, you're club. Keeping in with the tradition and stuff, instead of saying like, oh, we've lied to you all this year. It's like, surprise.
It's not a lie. It's just like a little fun thing. You
it's
know?
Fun.
Like,
yeah. I've always loved it. I mean, freaking, I would pay to get Michael like the special hand delivery thing from Santa that Michael's like, you are so fucking bougie. It would literally have Michael's name, and it's like status of child, and it's like naughty or nice, and it's like marked as nice, and it's like location to deliver, and it says underneath the tree or front door or apartment if you had an apartment. And it just says everything. And Mike's like, why are you spending all this money on it? I was like, because I have to.
So cute. I never did all that. That's so cute. Yeah, the wrapping paper. Michael called me out for the wrapping paper.
God, I don't got it for a second.
And I was just like, damn. The one that's what I told him, I was like, if you stop believing.
Yeah.
It's when you're going to get it. But.
No, I think I gave you the wrapping paper.
You did. You gave me some wrapping paper. But that was the same year that we kept forgetting to move the elf so much. Because mom's in Tampa. We were so busy. And the elf got sick a lot that year. So he couldn't go back to the North Pole. But
that thing was so hard to do. I remember when we were getting Michael ready for school, like 6:30 in the morning. And Michael would go out, and I'm like, did you brush your teeth? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, go show me the toothbrush. And like, while he's going to get the toothbrushes, I'm running, trying to get
it. There was too many times. There was so many times, dude, that they wouldn't move in the morning, and then like, they would move after school.
There was times where I was chucking it because I couldn't get it like high enough somewhere. And I'm like, please just stay for a little bit. And then one time when it fell, and I was like, oh, he decided to lay down for the day.
Girl.
I'm like, fuck.
It's quite the commitment. But at least I have Michael now to kind of help out.
And I don't even think I have the legit elf. I think it's like a knockoff elf, so he doesn't really stay as well as he should be.
I bought one from the store, and then I think I ordered, because I had to get a different color.
Yeah.
Because Michael was like, I don't want the same color as Bryce. So we got a green one, and we got the red one.
I love that.
Did you see on TikTok shop, like, all the little...
So many activities now.
I want
to buy one. It's insane.
I want to buy that kit so bad, because I'm like, this is the perfect year.
People just went hard, and I mean, it's helpful, it's like so you don't have to do it so hard.
Mm-hmm. They're so cute.
Just like, god damn.
I might just bite the bullet and get it, because you got this year that Bryce is like really hardcore, and then like, it's all downhill from here.
Look at you using downhill correctly, like, after a while.
That for me.
I know, it's gonna be insane.
At least I have Michael to help me this year, but.
No, for real. I'm stepping on the fucking cord.
But anyway, so yeah, I'm not gonna be taking that. I'm going to be letting my kids believe in Santa Claus.
No, I
and everything
agree.
Else for that matter, which Bryce is really into it. Like, we're really into going to Disney, and like, he's, you know, getting his autographs or whatever. And he gets so shy around the characters. So adorable.
No, I love that for him. I never like, I don't know if I thought the characters were like real or not. I loved seeing them because it was cool to take a picture with them. But I don't know if I ever thought that they were like,
he told
really
me,
them, you know?
I asked him because we all went to Disney. We went to the Mickey's Not So Scary, or Not So Scary.
We went to
Halloween
Mickey's
Party.
Very Merry Christmas.
We went to Mickey's Very, not the Halloween one. We went to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas, and we watched the parade, and there was Santa Claus in there, and you know, he was waving or whatever. And I asked him, I was like, did you see Santa Claus? And he didn't seem very fazed by it. He was like, yeah. And I was like, do you think that was the real Santa Claus? He's like, that wasn't the real Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So he know, so.
I think a lot of kids do that though, because I think when I used to see Santa Claus as a kid, I thought it was like Santa's helper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's
like, he has people who looks like him and helps him out, but like he can't be everywhere all at once because they all look so different sometimes.
Yeah. That's what he was saying. He was like, that one's not the real one. The real one's the North Pole. Like that one's just like, I guess here to like get the point of Christmas across.
Exactly. He's just making an appearance. The real one's doing the real work.
But he never used to think that way though.
Really?
The whole thing is like a couple of years ago, it was every Santa he saw was like, oh, that's him.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too funny.
And you know, I didn't say anything about it. I was just like, yeah, it is. So.
No, that's too funny. I don't know how it was.
I don't know.
But no, I'm excited. I love Christmas time. I already saw my first Christmas movie.
You saw your first Christmas movie?
No, like I started it already.
Oh, girl, we've been doing it.
No, I just started it. Guess what it was?
The Grinch?
No.
Home Alone?
No.
Damn, I suck at this.
I know. I thought you were going to be a lot better than this.
Was it The Year Without a Santa Claus?
No.
Oh. No. What was it?
Elf.
Oh, I want to watch Elf. I've been asking the kids. I'm like, do you want to watch Elf? And Bryce is like, no.
Mike and I were watching Elf while we were supposed to be undoing the room, but I sat on the bed and watched Elf and he undid the room.
Elf is my favorite. Elf is my favorite Santa, Christmas movie.
No ham.
We watched Grinch, the one with Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah, that one. Okay. The one that's made by the people who did the Minion movies. Mm-hmm. We watched that one.
That's
we
a cute
watched
one.
Home Alone. We've watched The Santa Claus. We've been watching Christmas movies for
You know what you need to show? I know Bryce, you know, cries with sentimental things. Have you ever seen the movie?
He does, though. He's very sensitive.
I don't know the name of it, and I can't look it up. Maybe you guys will know. It's a dad, and he, like, dies and turns into Frosty the Snowman.
Jack Frost?
Is it Jack Frost?
I think so.
It's really sad.
I haven't watched that movie since I was, like, a kid.
That's what it is! Yeah. It's Jack Frost! That's the one you should have Bryce watch. It's just so, like, sentimental so and in many. Your feels.
I was scrolling on on Disney Plus the other day. What was the one where there was, like, a dad and his kid wanted an action figure, but it was, like, sold out everywhere? And he went and got the action figure. Oh my god,
I have no
it's
idea.
It's a Christmas movie. Oh god, what is it called?
Jingle All the Way.
No, was it Jingle All the Way? Let me see the movie
with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Jingle All the Way.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, so he like becomes the action figure or something. I don't know.
Maybe I have.
I haven't seen it in so long.
Oh, I love that. It's showing me all of like the Christmas movies.
I know there's so many.
Really is. I didn't know Gremlins was a Christmas movie.
I've never seen Gremlins.
You've never seen Gremlins?
Everyone always says that. I've also never seen The Goonies. Girl, I know. Don't even say it. I've never seen it. Michael and I already have this conversation.
Okay, well, we all need to watch Gremlins together. You need to watch freaking Brave. I fucking love that movie. I've never seen Brave and I've never seen
You've never seen Tiana. Princess and the Frog.
Yeah. Never seen that.
Have you seen Tangled?
Yes. Okay. I have. No, I love that. We need to watch Gremlins. I fucking love Gremlins.
I know, it's on the list. There was another movie that people get so like, that I haven't seen. And I can't remember what it is.
Damn, we'll have to get a list going. I'm going to write it down before I forget. I'm trying to think of, that's your hair that's on me.
Probably, I'm like pulling it out. My anxiety's been horrible lately.
Trying to think. Things that I did as a childhood that I would never do.
Things that were in your childhood that you wouldn't bring.
Things that were in my childhood. That like I wouldn't do with my kids or I wouldn't have my kids do.
Yeah. Like that you're not bringing into your parenting style.
I mean, I did grow up Catholic and I went to Catholic school and did church and stuff.
Are you gonna put your daughter in Catholic school?
No. But I also had the choice as a kid because when I decided I didn't want to do it anymore, it stopped. Because I think I made the decision. Well, actually, I didn't make the decision about getting out of Catholic school. My mom made the decision for me. But I made the decision that I didn't want to go to church or any stuff anymore for a specific scenario that happened that I was like, I'm not believing that shit anymore. But she did have me get baptized, communion, and confirmed in case I did want to get married into a church because that's a requirement. She was like, just do this.
Little did she know.
Yeah, she's like, I know who I married. Joke's on you, Mom. She did it because she was like, just in case you want to have, because I used to always want to have like a Whitechapel wedding. She was like, they're not going to let you in a Catholic church unless you have all three. So I did get all the three done, and then I didn't do anything further from that. So I don't think I would do that. I did ask Mike a long time ago because I know he was baptized, and I was like, would you ever want, like, the baby to be baptized? Because we were both baptized. Is he baptized Catholic? He's baptized. I don't know what he's baptized, but he's baptized. I don't know what it is, though. I know he did say he was baptized. Or his mom told me he was baptized. Someone told me that the man is baptized. I know that.
I was baptized when I was, like, 14.
Really? Is that a Christian thing or something?
No. So one of the things that I'm not going to be bringing into with my kids is
wait, real quick. What was the second movie you never saw? Oh, Goonies.
Goonies. Religion. And I'm not saying that, like, I'm, like, anti-religion. I'm not. If I am going to encourage them to do research and choose what they want. If my kids decide that they want to be Jewish and go through all that.
No, I'm the same way.
Like, if you want to be, you know, into astrology, if you want to be Christian, if you want to be Catholic, if you want to be Buddhist, if you want to be whatever, like, and you've done your research and you decide that that's what you want to, you know, give your life to or whatever, great. I'm about it. Just do research. Like, I'm not going to force my kids into a single religion that I think is for the best.
Yeah.
And maybe they don't want a religion. I don't fucking know. But my mom, I grew up Southern Baptist, and it wasn't, we weren't really religious growing up until my mom got with my stepdad. And even when they first got together, like, I didn't start going to, like, we would go to church on, like, random Sundays or, like, Easter and stuff like that. Like, we would go to church just on Sundays sometimes. But when we became teenagers, I don't know if my mom just was, like, afraid that we were, like, going to go off the rails or whatever. Which I did, but...
No, but it's time to save you.
Yeah, like, she was had us going to church on Wednesdays. She had us going to church here, and, you know, in the morning and in the afternoon. Like, it was just, it was a lot. And there was some... My mom would, like, never let me do what I wanted to do, and she would always tell me, it's because I can't trust you, I can't do this. So at one point in my life, when I was in high school, I was like, I'm just going to be a Christian, and then maybe I'll be able to, like, have friends and do stuff. So I started listening to Christian music. Oh, and there was a really cute boy at school, at the youth group, and he was a Christian. Can't with you. So I was like, maybe if I'm a Christian, like, he'll like me too. So I was just like, I'm going to be a Christian lady. And my mom told me that we were going to get baptized anyway. Like, that she was forcing us to get baptized. Like, there was no, like, if I didn't want to be baptized, you're going to get baptized.
No, I love that.
Which is funny because I don't think that that's how it works. Like, if you.
I didn't even know. I don't know if maybe it's based on religions. I don't obviously do much research because I know. With Catholics, like, we're baptized as a baby. Like,
yeah. I mean, I think most people are.
Okay.
But
I didn't know if there was, like, specific ages for people to get baptized.
No, I think most people are done, like, as a baby.
Okay.
But we did it. We had gone to, like, a new church or something, and my mom was just like, you guys are going to get baptized. So I really tried to be religious.
I tried my best.
I did. Yeah. I was, like, praying, and then, like, it wasn't working, and it was just like, it just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Like, it just wasn't whatever. And then we went to the base to get baptized, and I had already decided, like, I'm not going to be a Christian. Like, this isn't going to work out for me. But I was so afraid that I was going to get in trouble. Cause they ask you in the room, they're like, hey, are you ready to give your life to Jesus? Is he? And I was just like, if I would have said, like, no, I had to lie and been like, yeah, of course. Like, and girl, I was so humiliated being up there. Cause you get soaking wet. My hair was, I had black eyeliner on, girl. Cause that's when I was emo. Yeah, like, it ruined my eyeliner. I was soaking wet. Like, it
ruined my eyeliner.
I hate being in wet clothes. Yeah. Like, it's, like, one of my biggest icks. Like, this was not a good time. But she was so happy that I got baptized. We all did. Me and John and Chris.
Really?
All got baptized. But yeah, girl, it just was not. But I was so afraid I was going to get in trouble, like, if I would have
been honest. If you said something.
Which I would never do that to my kids.
Yeah. What's so crazy is, because I did grow up being Catholic and stuff like that, I don't know, actually. I'm not quite sure. I could be speaking from my own personal experience. But, like, the way my family did Catholic wasn't that, like, serious.
Like, not, like, devout Christian
Catholic or whatever. So, like, I remember growing up and I had friends who were Christians, and I would hear what they could and couldn't do and what they could wear and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, you guys are in a really strict religion. And people would be like, Catholicism is the strictest religion of all. And I'm like, I don't have rules. I don't have all that stuff going on. And it could have been just my family. I still don't know to this day if it's true or not. But, like, seeing all the different things, and I'm like, the only thing that we did religiously was just go to church, and I did go to Sunday school sometimes, but like we lived our lives, like living our best lives, colorful words were used, like we never had rules and stuff like that. And seeing other people like saying that their religions was like that, I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Like, I don't get it. But I don't know, I could be wrong. I haven't met another like Catholic person to even like see how they went through life, because I'm like, why does everyone keep saying like you weren't the strictest one? I'm like, it wasn't that strict.
I don't know,
but yeah, you know, there was other religious that were saying I look like a whore when I was 14 wearing freaking cargo shorts, and I was like, but you're religious. Do not get me started. I'm trying to think of what else. What I wouldn't do.
What also I'm not gonna do is sex shame, I think.
What's that?
So just like, one, I want it to be like a healthy conversation. Like, I don't want it to just be like a let's not talk about it type thing, because I think,
oh, like talking about sex.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't. I was so confused about what we were talking about. I don't want to have like full-on conversations. Like, we don't need to talk about the dinner table, but I don't want my kids to feel like it's weird or like, you know, don't come talk to me about it. Like, I don't want them to think that they're gonna get in trouble, because that was what my mom would do. She would threaten me all the time, like, don't do this, don't do that. Yeah. And guess what your kids are going to do? That's the biggest thing I learned from my childhood, is your kids are going to do what your kids are going to want to do. Either they're going to be afraid to tell you, or, you know, it'll be open and, you know, whatever. If they want to go do it, I'd rather them let me know so that I could provide them with protection and whatever, and education, rather than them just going doing it anyway like I did. And I was terrified to talk to my mom about literally anything having to do with that.
My mom got lucky, because the Jonas Brothers had purity rings, so guess who wanted to be pure? She didn't have to do much work. I wanted to do everything that would impress them, so I was like, I'll wait until sex until marriage. I will wear the ring that says saving myself. Well, I will not do anything wrong.
I didn't lose my virginity until 18 anyway, but
same seas.
I was still going out there doing other things. And I could not talk to my, I talked to my stepmom about it. I didn't talk to my mom. I just don't want my kids to feel like they can't talk to me about things. Like, I have open conversations with, you know, talking about like, just, I mean, age appropriate conversations about alcohol and about, you know, smoking and drugs and, you know, like, you know, I don't want them to think that like I'm some perfect thing and they can't relate to me. You know what I mean? I told Michael I smoked a cigarette the other day, and he was appalled.
Really? How dare she?
We were talking about cigarettes. Oh, he said something about, like, he hopes, or he said something about, like, all people who smoke. Something about, like, deserve what happens, or something like, just a very, like.
Something negative?
Yeah, just a negative thing where it was just spoken, like, because, you know, he didn't know what he was talking about, and just speaking out of ignorance.
Just so much lately, I swear to God, with that child.
He just says things, he regurgitates what other people say to try to sound older and cool, and that's what he's doing right now, and it's so annoying. And I told him, I was like, you know, Grandma Daphne used to smoke up until, like, 3 months ago. And he was like, oh, and I'm like, you know, your granddad used to smoke, Nana used to smoke.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And he's like, oh, I didn't know that. I'm like, do you see how silly you sound saying something like that? And you don't even know, like, what you're talking about? And I was like, I've smoked a cigarette. Does that mean I deserve what's going to happen to me? And I'm like, yeah, don't say things that you don't know what you're talking about. He's like, wait a minute. He's like, you smoked? And I was like, yeah. I mean, not like.
Yeah. I was like, boy, addicted. There's a lot you don't know, okay? You open-minded with people because you just don't know things.
You don't know. And I was like, no, I wasn't, like, a smoker. But I have smoked a cigarette. Listen. When I worked at the Hard Rock, you got extra breaks if you were a smoker.
Really?
You don't think my ass was out there with a fucking cigarette.
You're like, I do what I gotta do.
I was too. I was out there like, oh, I gotta take my smoke break. And I was out there just like with my cigarette, like, and it was just like falling all over the floor.
I love that.
Yeah, like,
No, I saw the shit that my grandmother went through with smoking. I was like, I'll never touch a cigarette. I've never to this day don't even know how you fucking use one or light it up or which side goes in your mouth or anything.
And I was telling Michael about that too. He was like, well, what was it like? And I was like, it was exactly what you think it is. I'm like, really? He's like, it tastes like an ashtray or ash. And I was like, yeah, like it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's so gross. It makes your teeth yellow. Your breath stinks. Like it just gets all over
smells
you.
Smells everywhere.
I
yeah.
I don't think we have to worry about him, but.
No, I love that.
Like, just, you know, I don't want him to think that. Let's say he is in a situation, he gets peer pressured and he yeah. does do it and he thinks he's just like the worst person in the world or whatever. Like, I told him, I was like, do I want you to do it? No. Do I think you should go your whole life without doing it? Absolutely. But also, like, I don't know.
I think there's a happy medium. I think my mom, my mom did both where she was like, you know, if you, you know, have sex before marriage or whatever, do this or that. She's like, I'm gonna beat your ass. But like, at the same time, like, I was boy crazy. Like, I was making out with every and any boy that I can, and she was like willing to be like, who's the new flavor of the month, and like talk to me about the boys, and I'd be like, oh, there's one or two boys, and she's like, two of them, and like, where she would like talk to me to like know that I'm there, but also be like, you know, be careful what you're doing. Yeah. Like, you can make out with whatever person you want to make out with, but like, you're not going further and stuff like that.
My stepmom was very much like that. So, like, she would listen to all my middle school and high school drama. She would engage with me on it. Be like, oh, how's so-and-so doing? Like, but my mom
had too many names to catch up with.
Yeah, my mom was very just like, absolutely not. Like,
yeah.
I remember one time, the first time I ever tried a cigarette, it was in high school, uh-huh. I remember. And I had done something worse. I had skipped school and I got a referral or something.
Damn, girl.
Yeah. Oh, I was bad.
You don't get a referral from one skipping, so.
No, it was bad. But, yeah, I used to, like, break into my mom's voicemails while she was sleeping.
To delete them? Yeah. Sneaky bitch.
Yep. And I remember, like, I wanted to talk to her about it. Because, you know, she would tell me all the time, like, oh, yeah, you can talk to me about anything. And so one time, I decided to test the waters. I didn't trust her fully to not overreact, which is why I'm so big with Michael on trying to, like, understand where he's at and not just completely overreact, because then he's not going to want to tell me anything. So I tested it with my mom. I thought, I knew the referral OSS skipping school was bad. That was, like, a 10, definitely going to get me in trouble. I was going to test to see how she would react. So I was going to tell her I smoked a cigarette. I was going
to
tell her that
just to see what she says.
To see what she did. I told her I was going to take one puff. I didn't like it. I threw it away. But I did just... She fucking lost her shit.
Really?
And I never fucking told her about the skipping school. I continued to skip school. Never fucking told her about it. And I never fucking told her anything again.
Damn.
Yep. Because I told her, I was like, I'm never going to do it again. Like, I didn't even like it. You know, like, I took a puff, you know, just because my friends were, you know, doing it or whatever. And she did not react in a good way.
Really? Yeah,
so I never told her anything. And I didn't trust her.
Yeah.
At all growing up. And she never knew what was going on with me. Like, never knew nothing.
That sucks.
And I was like, I don't want to do that with my kids. Like, that's not the way I'm going to raise them. And I don't know. I don't care if it makes me, like, people tell me all the time, like, oh, you're too soft with the kids. You're too. And I'm like, I know what happens, like, the opposite way. And I don't.
We are a product of your childhood, too.
Exactly.
So.
You're going to either do things the same way you were raised, or you're going to do the opposite. And I don't know. I don't want it to be like that.
Yeah.
So.
Girl, I remember the first time that my mom found out that I had lost my virginity. Because I was, you know, first boyfriend, first virginity type of first virginity. Like, first I got multiple.
Virginary over here.
I remember we had broken up. So obviously she didn't know about when it happened because I didn't say fucking shit. But when we broke up, I was devastated. Like, almost throwing up, crying, tears. You could not console me. And she was like, it's just a boy. Like, you're fine. And she's trying to help me out. She's like, there's going to be plenty of other boys. Like, you'll be good. You'll be fine. And then she sat me down and she's like, I need you to be honest with me. And I'm here, like, with Ty. I was like, what? What? She's like, are you so upset because this is who you lost, like, your identity to? And I was just like, what? like, I'm thinking, like, I'm going through the worst time of my life. And now you're going to throw this shit at me so I can get grabbed? Are you fucking kidding?
Oh, my God.
And I think I just started crying more. And I don't know if I even answered her thing. I think she just knew. Yeah. And she knew, like, not to bring it up and stuff like that. But I was like, damn. And, like, to this day, I'm like, I didn't get in trouble for that, though. Like, I could have gotten my ass beat. She threatens to beat my ass all the time.
You were already going through whatever she needed to do.
I know. I was heartbroken for her to bring that up. She'd say all the time. She's like, I know you. I know things about you before you know or whatever. Yeah. And I was just like, what? And I just remember being so fucking terrified. I'm like, oh, she gonna kill me now. But she, like, helped. And she was, like, super understanding with the breakup. She told me, and she wasn't lying when she said there was going to be the police. And she spoke it into existence because I went from, like, I enjoyed my time with the police.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, we've got, with this the four of us, I think we've got a good balance. I feel like someone's always...
We all grew up so differently.
Yeah, good cop, bad cop. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if I'm being too lax, you know, Travis can come in with a stronger iron, you know, hold or whatever. Am I saying that wrong?
An iron hold?
Iron, like if I'm being, like, soft, like, he comes in, like...
Firm.
Firm hold. Firm hand?
Firm hand, that
sounds like I beat him.
I know. I think between, like, Travis and I's more normal childhood, there goes my mom calling me right now, sorry I can't answer, and yours and Mike's childhood, I think like it kind of like levels out and stuff like that, because Mike and I will have talks about stuff that I'm like, it's okay, like he's not like, you can be firmer and he's not gonna like hate you or regret it or be like, this is the childhood that I don't want and stuff like that, like just chill, like getting all these different perspectives, because I know, like, especially like with Mike's childhood and like the stuff that he's been through, and I'm like, it doesn't always have to be like that, and it doesn't always have to be like this, and like you can be firm and can be disciplining and punishing, and I'm like,
yeah,
he has a good childhood, like you don't need to be
overcompensating
concerned, like you're not scarring him, you're not giving him the childhood you have, like he's great, but you do have to, you know, be careful that you don't, you know, go the other way and then you have a rotten child who thinks he's God's gift to earth.
Yeah, I think I think you said it great, like Mike and I just grew up in a lot different from you and Travis. Travis has his trauma with his dad dying and stuff, and
yeah,
but you guys, Daphne is an amazing mother. She did a great job. Just completely different. So we're going to have well-rounded children, to say the least.
Michael asked me questions about my childhood all the time. He's like, really? You did this or you did that? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, some things maybe I shouldn't have. And I'm telling you right now, you're not going to. And other things, I was like, it's okay. Like when we talked about the coffee stuff a long time ago, he's like, your mom let you drink coffee as a kid? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, you know, it's a little different when we got four parents involved. Yeah. But I was like, it's what I did. You know, I didn't do certain things. Oh my God. You know who doesn't need coffee? We'll never get us. Yep. God damn right.
Bryce will never get a sip. So my mom never let us drink soda either. That's a whole thing I don't let Michael drink soda. And we did drink a little bit of soda at my dad's house, I think. But I don't really let... I mean, this isn't something that... I guess this is something that I'm bringing into my parenting style that my mother did. But I don't let the kids drink soda either because Michael just became, like, too obsessed. Like, I can't, now he's like a fiend, and I don't even drink soda, ever. Maybe sometimes, because, you know, like, we're doing no alcohol November, Travis and I are, and I haven't really been drinking, ironically, ever since July, since we went on the cruise, like, which, we knew you were pregnant.
Yeah.
I haven't really been drinking, just on my own, because my own health things and stuff, and, you know, it's just easier, like Travis said, he's like, it's so easy for you, because, you know, Tiffany's not drinking, and I was like, you're right. So maybe sometimes, like, I'll have a soda, like, if we're at an event or something, like, now and then.
Yeah, we had, like, cherry sodas last time.
We had cherry sodas, and, like, I don't really drink a whole lot of soda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For Michael to think that anytime I do have a soda, it's, like, his now. Like, he'll look at me, and he'll be, like, if it's, like, getting towards the bottom, he'll be, like, how much more are you gonna drink?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
I'm panicking.
Like, no! Like, it's not for you. Go drink some juice.
It's so funny, because you brought that up now. I brought that up to Mike. So Mike had a conversation with him, and he was, like, you know, if... you know, mommy is saying that you can't have this because of the way you approached it so rudely. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're cut off from the house too. He's like, stop thinking that one house doesn't apply to the other house or whatever. Tell me how Michael was like, brisk doesn't count, right?
What doesn't count?
Brisk tea? What?
No, he's fine. I don't mind.
No, we took it away too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mike was like, you hold on to these things that you think like you deserve and you think that it's healthy or not. And he's like, these are like little treats that you can get. This isn't like a, I should get it morning, noon, and night all the time. Yeah. So Michael's like, that's included, a part of it. And Michael was like, mommy was only mad about the Coca-Cola, not about brisk.
It was technically a Dr. Pepper, but
yeah, every single day, he will see. So
I was trying to do a matter of fact that he's like, she's allowing this.
I know. He'll take like one thing that we let him have, and then he just becomes like obsessed with it. Like coffee, like decaf coffee. I bought it. Girl, he will not eat breakfast. Like I was trying to get him ready to go to, we went shopping to TJ Maxx and go run some errands and stuff. And I'm like, you need to eat. We need to go, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Girl, tell me how he did not eat. He was getting up from the table, which is a whole thing we need to work on now because I'm sick and the kid gets up from the table like 45 times during dinner.
I know, to try to talk and shit or do other things. Just multitask.
He was making coffee. And I'm like, HRD, or eat that breakfast. What are you doing? Girl, and how picky he is with things now. Girl, he's getting on my last nerves. I swear to God. Anytime I make eggs, are these cheesy eggs? I'm like, I don't care if Tiffany makes the fucking cheese with her bare hands, milks the cow. I am not putting cheese in the eggs. I'm like, we have cheese in the grits. We have cheese over here. Like, there's cheese literally everywhere. I'm not putting fucking cheese on the eggs.
What's so funny is I don't do it all the time.
He won't eat the eggs.
Yeah, there's sometimes.
An American cheese, girl.
There was a couple of times where if I'm in a rush or if I'm making all three of our breakfasts at the same time, Mike doesn't want the cheese and stuff like that. I just do no cheese. And he'll be like, where's the cheese? I'm like, there isn't any for today. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not doing it. Just eat it and just deal with it. So, like, when he comes back and acts like it all the time, I'm like, even, like, with the soda thing. When we were at your house that I saw him ask for a can, I'm like, you've never had a whole can a day in your life. You've had one or two sips left over from your father's stuff, and you act like you're always drinking cans of soda
at
our house.
He's like, it's just sitting there. Mind you, we had guests over a couple months ago, and I don't keep soda in my house. But when we have people over, I didn't know what they drank. It was the first time that they came over to our house. So soda was on sale. I bought orange soda because she had a son. I bought, like, ginger ale because the guy drinks whiskey and I know ginger ale goes well with whiskey. And then I bought Coke because Mike drinks Coke and he's always coming over to our house, so he has some when he's there. And then I think I bought, it was like buy two get two or whatever, so there was another kind of soda. And plus I like ginger ale too, and you were pregnant and you were drinking ginger ale or sipping on ginger ale at the time. I don't know, there was a reason why I bought it, and the Cokes are still in there because I don't fucking drink them. Michael, every single time he comes over now, can I get a Coke? Fuck no. He's like, well, they're just sitting there. I'm like, yeah, they're for your dad. For when your dad comes over every once. I'm like, guess what? They're not going to go bad. Like, they can sit there. It's okay.
He perplexes me every single time. Even when we're at restaurants, he's like, can I get a soda? I'm like, when have I ever let you have a whole thing of soda ever? I'm like, even sometimes when your dad gives you some that I think it's a little too much, I will grab the thing in front of him and drink more, which he gets upset. That was mine. And I was like, well, that was too much in there that I didn't feel comfortable you having. And now you're acting like you drink soda like a liter all the time. Like, you've never had it. And I was like, and I tell him all the time, I was like, for one, someone who struggles to brush your teeth all the time, you really aren't convincing to be trying to get more than a few sips.
He literally went, we got into like a whole full-on debate because he was telling me that soda's not that bad for you.
He told Mike that he was telling you that it wasn't not healthy or something like that. And then that's why you took
it
away.
He's like, it's just sugar and syrup. I'm like, or he's like, it's just syrup and carbonated water. I was like, first of all, no, it's not. I'm like, there's a bunch of other shit. So I put up all these fucking articles and I was like, do your research before you start talking. Like,
what he needs is to get a fucking cavity. You have to get the cavity filled and see what the consequences are from having too much sugar.
I'm like, oh my God, girl, don't even get me started. And the eggnog around the holidays, girl. The apple cider. He's like, can I get some? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Girl, tell me how he picks the biggest cup and fills it the entire.
Yeah, we don't let do that. I make him like choose smaller cups now because he tries to do it so much over a water bottle full of like drinks. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm getting on my last.
Then I tell him, I'm like, you're being greedy. You're being greedy with the shit. Like, you take one thing. Like that one time I told you that I made some popcorn, I gave him some, and he had the audacity to ask for the rest of the bag.
That's what he does to me all the time too. I think he just, you know, like I told him. We had a conversation a couple weeks ago. And again, you know, like, I get it. I'm trying to be more understanding. Kids don't, they have to learn how to be, like, mindful. They have to learn, like, what's socially
how to be considerate.
And I tell him, he's like, oh, you know, because he's, you know, I don't want him to think that he's, like, a loser or whatever.
On the boating days when he ate all the popcorn chicken, even though it's supposed to be for the rest of us.
You have to teach kids that. Like, they don't know. And I told him, I was like, I understand, you know, like when he ate the popcorn chicken, we had to talk about that. I was like, he's like, oh, you know, I'm sorry. But I was like, it's okay to not know. You know, because it's our job as parents how to teach. You guys don't know how to do this. Babies come out as blank slates. Like, we have to teach you that's not considerate. That's not being very mindful. It's not being fair to everyone else on that boat. Like, you need to think about these things when you act a certain way. And it's our job as parents to teach you. You're just not going to learn it. Like, mm-hmm. you have to learn how to be socially aware. You have to learn all of these things. So we had that whole conversation, and I don't know where I'm going with this.
Well, it was like freaking teaching you to say no to them when, like, you'd be eating stuff and they ask for it and you just give it away. And I'm like, you need to teach them that you need to eat your stuff. Oh, yeah. And don't have to, like,
I know.
That was give it to them too. Every single time. Because they would just ask with no thought. They'd be eating, well, and then they would eat your stuff, like, too. Yeah, and I'm like, sure. What are you doing? But then, like, if you do it to them, they're like, they don't want to share with each other or anyone else. And it's like, you can't just, like, do that. Like, think about others.
Oh, my God. Bryce and I were, we were cuddling on the couch. And my kids love to lay on me. Like, they are always, everyone in my house is always all over me. Like, it's a running joke at this point. Like, the cat, I always have a cat or two on me. I always have a kid. The kids fight. They literally fight over me.
I love that.
To who can cuddle with me. And I say it all the time. Like, God gave me two arms each for cuddling. So I have one on one side and then one on the other. And I'm just, like, sweating. And I have a cat. And then sometimes Travis gets it. Like, if Travis gets there first, he's like, I'm in there first. I have so many
people. I feel so bad for him. I feel like Travis gets, like, the crankiest of you when you're all touched out.
Girl, I got everyone all over me. And it's fine. Like, I try to tell myself, like, this could be the last time. I don't know. So yeah. I'm trying to, especially these days, like, just take it in, whatever. I have not been sleeping this month. I am, like, it's all slowly starting to catch up with me. I've been drinking 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day and an energy drink every single day just to stay awake. Plus these things, which
poor heart of yours.
I'm literally dying. Travis has been on nights and it's been rough. You think you would get used to it after 8 years, but it's not working out. I'm so tired. I just get such bad anxiety when he's on nights. Anyway, so they always lay on me. Always. So yesterday we were watching a movie and I put my head on his lap.
On Bryce's?
Not even meaning to. I thought it was a pillow. Girl, tell me how he pushed me off. And he goes, your head is too heavy. I'm just going to sit over here. And then he moved to the other side of the couch.
That is so funny.
I was like, so I did. I talked to him. Because again, kids don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's never happened before. I told him, I was like, hey, and you know, I had a car. I was like, hey, you know how I like laying, you like laying on my lap? He's like, oh yeah, it's my favorite. We love to cuddle. We have a morning session cuddle every single morning where first thing in the morning, he's like, we got to do our cuddle. He comes and lays on me, whatever. I was like, you know, sometimes, you know, like, I need someone to cuddle with too. Like, I want to lay on your
head.
He said that he didn't know. He was like, oh, I didn't know that. And
yeah.
I was like, so can I? And he still said no, which is fine, but you have to, like, teach your kids how to
do. Tell me that story and end it with, he still said no.
Girl, he still did. And I, you know, like, trying to respect personal space. And I'm like, that's fine if that's your choice. But teaching your kids to be considerate. They don't know. And I have that conversation with Michael all the time. I'm like, you know, it's our job to teach you.
And I have to give limitations. Like, even when he was asking about those ball things, the cake pops, I was like, one of each.
Yeah.
Because he'll just look at you and be like, how much? Like, he'll eat the whole fucking thing.
He needs to learn. Like, you know, it's not socially acceptable for you just to, it's not, you know, you have to learn that.
Yeah.
And some people don't teach their kids that.
Yeah. No, they'll just be super fucking greedy with shit. And just, I mean, we see it every year on Halloween when you see those shitty ass kids taking all the candies when it says take one. That's what it had me dying when Bryce was saying in that one house. He's like, it doesn't have a take one sign. I'm like, it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. Teaching them.
It's like an unspoken rule.
Yeah. Oh, teaching about omission. It's still lying.
I know. Oh, my butt is hurting. I gotta adjust myself.
My armpits are so sweaty.
But yeah, I'm trying to think.
There's so many things. I can make a whole podcast on things that I would do differently, but
I think we'll have to, like, sit down and maybe, like, find 10 topics or something, like, that we can both relate to, and, like, maybe your one opposite side of me, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Or maybe I should try to like make a list of things that I would, because I think that would be like a better
thing that you would do.
I would take from my childhood.
Yeah,
I think. And
no, I say all the time, like I told you, I had the conversation with my mom saying that I would do to my kids and to Michael the same childhood that I had to myself, because it was such a good childhood.
Well, then maybe we'll do that in the next one, season 6. So season 6 is going to be coming in January.
In the new year.
In the new year. New baby, new year, new me. Let's talk about that email.
Wait, can we go back? Where's new baby, new year, new you?
Yeah. I'm going to be a bonus mom.
No, I love that.
It's a new me. It's a new side.
I know there were so many people who were asking. I want to do a TikTok on it because I don't think people get it. I mean, maybe some people get it. Some people don't. Because people are like, what is Megan, like, her role going to be now? Because people are so confused and stuff like that. And I don't think people realize that you gave me a role for Bryce that didn't exist. So, like, mm-hmm. we're just turning it around. Like,
turning it around.
So scared. Like, what is she going to be doing with the baby?
Buying the baby clothes. I already bought the baby clothes. I have more clothes coming.
You're like, nothing. I don't need her anymore.
I know. I want to take the boys to, like, Target or something somewhere. And have them buy a present for the baby. It's like a little, like, welcome to the family from your brother type thing.
I know. I want
to
do.
For some reason, I feel like it's going to be a Hot Wheels from Bryce, but it is what it is. She'll have to just get over it.
I don't know if you saw this. I saw Perfectly Kelsey do it. I don't know if anyone else did it, but did you see, like, how the baby gave the kids a gift when she was born? Because I guess the kids were struggling, but yeah. Especially her daughter was struggling from going owning child to sharing with the baby. So when the baby was born and they took her from the hospital home, they're like, she also got you presents. So, like, the kids were, like, getting a gift from the baby.
Oh, that's cute.
I thought that'd be a cute thing to do with Michael and Bryce. Michael, not so much, but because we're doing it with Bryce, it makes sense to do it with Michael. So that Bryce would be like, oh my god, the baby got me something. The baby got me. And I think that'd be a nice, cute, like, warm introduction, because I'm sure, I don't know how this baby's gonna be, if she's gonna be super crying or colicky and stuff like that.
That's the only thing Bryce is a little hesitant about, is the cry. He's said it for years. He hates babies.
Yeah.
And it's actually quite rude, because we'll be at the store and baby will be crying. He's like, I hate babies. I'm like, you can't say that you hate babies, because it's rude.
Yeah.
You can hate that a baby's crying, but don't just say that you hate babies. And so that's what he was saying, you know, he doesn't like the babies. He doesn't like baby crying. He loves babies, like little babies and stuff, but he just doesn't like when they cry.
Yeah. So I think a little introduction like that, and kind of just like being like, she's nervous, she's new, everything's like unfamiliar to her, she's a little scared, to kind of like pre-warn him in case however she turns out to be, like, you know how you cry because I gave you goddamn corn in your corn and grapes.
She's crying because
she's just, yeah, she's not familiar with stuff. You're still a stranger. She needs to get to know you. Mm-hmm. And hope that like helps it out or whatnot. Because I saw Perfectly Kelsey struggling with like the dynamic between like the baby and the kids, and I was easier. But I know with Bryce, it's gonna be like, don't be mad.
I know he's. I think he's fine. I think he's just unsure of any, like, in every aspect of his life. He doesn't like the unknown.
Yeah.
And once he gets past it, he's fine.
No, I love that for him. Okay, you're talking about the email. We got an email, guys. Like,
I know this person's gonna listen.
We just got a letter.
This person's probably listening, because it was sent to our From Blended to Besties email.
Oh, do you want me to read it? Do we still have it?
No, I deleted it. I blocked her and because Tiffany originally
She kept going? Does she keep going? Or he or she? We don't know what it is, actually.
It's no one who's an actual fan of ours, because they were rude. Tiffany sent the email to me. She sent me a screenshot and was like, what the fuck? And at first I was in the middle of, like, cooking, so I didn't even read it. But, and it's so funny, because the person thought it was me.
Yeah, I think. No, they wrote it to me.
I'm saying they thought it was me responding.
They thought it was you responding, but they wrote, like, they addressed it to me. They said something about, like, they
First of all, before we even get into it, the fucking idiot sent it to our joint email that we both have access to. Like, you sent it to an email. Tiffany and I, everything on social media, we both have access to literally all the accounts. Everything. Anything Moms of Tampa related, we both have access to.
Yeah.
Both of us. It could be me opening the message. I don't care if it says Tiffany. I don't care if it says Janet. I don't care if it says little baby Pascus. If I know Tiffany's not going to open it, it's going to get lost. I'm going to open it, take a screenshot if it's to her personally, and then text it to her and say, what do you want me to do with this? Like, bitch, do not. Anyway.
So
to our joint
podcast email, not even the Moms of Tampa email. Our podcast email saying the person's
girl.
It was a girl name, but I think it's a bullshit. It could be a girl, guy, don't know who it is. Saying that they needed to be honest and come out. They couldn't help but not. They felt like they were being dishonest if they didn't come out with the truth to let me know. So they're letting me know the truth, that they had to be honest with me because they just couldn't keep being dishonest mm-hmm. with me. Like, if they're best friends with Megan, I need to tell me.
Like, what other friend do I have?
I know. Talking about Megan, the only reason that Megan decided to be friends with me was for a power move. Yeah. A power move that Megan has both husbands waiting on her or something like that.
No, it was like their eyes on me. It was like Megan has her ex, she has her new husband now and her ex-husband's eyes on her. And she said that she had a better body.
Oh, yeah, that Megan said she had a better body and that I'm young and I need to know. I'm young.
And that's why I needed to be close to you to know what was going on.
Oh, yeah, that you needed to know what was going on in our house. That was the reason why Megan.
And you know what's so funny?
Why Megan became friends with me.
I edit our podcasts, most of them. I've said a million times in our podcast, for the record, on the record, that yes, I didn't know what was going on in the other house, and us being friends eased my mind.
I know.
In regards to our projects getting done. Yeah. Like, what's going on? What is Michael watching? Like, what is... Mike and I both were apprehensive about that. He didn't know what was going on in my house. And when we became friends, we had those conversations, and we melded into one for the best of Michael. Like,
yeah.
We all became together and came up with a better plan. And that's not a fucking secret. I'm not in here trying to, like, be like, what's going on over there? Like, no, I've openly said, you know, every parent, like, if you're sending your child back and forth, especially when there's other spouses involved, you want to know what's going on in the other person's house. Not in, like, a creepy way, just in, like, a what is my child doing kind of way.
Yeah.
So you're fucking stupid, because I've literally said that.
And just to come off, like, to know that they don't even know how we are, to think that I would just, like, roll around and lie on my back if you I did know. Come off as, like, a power move person. Like, if what you truly knew me, you would know how aggressive of a person that I am. That, like, Megan's, like, a little sweet innocent cat. Like, I could never.
I know. It's so funny how, like, the internet has me pegged
like a big bad wolf over here.
Like, she literally said, like, I'm the pushover. Like, I'm the one who's, like, Tiffany's the backbone. And Tiffany's the one who, like. She's the one. She looks innocent, and I think that's what it is.
I know we've done TikToks, like, on that everyone says, like, looks innocent but isn't.
Yeah, like, I'm the nice one. Yeah. Okay. Tiffany's the one who'll go and fight somebody in a parking lot. Yeah. Like, y'all got me fucked up. But anyway. you guys are, like, it's so funny how, like, people,
like, you would be controlling, and I just, they don't know. That's how I know you don't know who we are, though. Like, if you don't know us,
follower, if you don't know, because you don't know us in person, anyone who knows us can tell you, like, the internet's got us fucked up. But anyway, so
you got me fucked up.
Seriously, like, you don't listen to our podcast because you would know that it wasn't a power move. It was Mike and I not being able to communicate. Like, literally, we were fighting and not holding Michael against each other, but Michael was feeling in the middle. I talked to my own stepmom. My stepmom was the one who told me to. I wasn't going to fucking reach out to Tiffany.
Yeah.
I didn't know her. My stepmom was the one. And if you were a true follower, which I hope that you are, because you're emailing us on our fucking podcast, like, you hopefully listen to our podcast. That's what happened. She had me reach out to Tiffany.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that she did, because obviously look where we are now. Power move, like.
I know. I thought that was really funny.
Like, me wanting to get to know the other woman in my son's life is a power move. Like,
my favorite part is when they were saying that you had both husbands, because all I could keep thinking of, and I think I was telling my mom,
had both husbands looking at me. Yeah, probably because I have a booger in my nose, that's why they're looking.
All I keep thinking of is that little segment that we have on our YouTube, on our vlog from Halloween, when you're in the Pokemon costume and Mike is, like, trying to push you and beat you up and stuff, and I'm like, oh yeah, but he's over here, like, just, like, pining.
Like, it's so funny because, like, everyone is like, oh my god, you know, like, it must be so weird that Mike and Megan used to be together or whatever. Like, it's unless you've been in this situation, it's so hard to understand. Like, when I'm around Mike, and I don't really know how to, like, put this into words without it sounding weird, but I don't see Mike as my ex-husband.
Yeah.
Mike is your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see him as Michael's dad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, one, it's been It's been like almost 10 years.
I know.
And two, like, I don't see, I mean, in videos and stuff, I'll put like ex-husband or whatever to like grab people's attention or whatever. But like, when I think of Mike, I'm not like, oh, my ex-husband. It's your husband.
Yeah.
It's Michael's dad. Mm-hmm. Like, we have almost, not to sound creepy, this is going to sound weird, but it's more of like a annoy your sibling type.
Yeah.
You know what I, like, annoy your friend type.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to say sibling because that's weird, but.
But I feel like both of you are like that. You joke on each other when you're like, when are you leaving?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. It's the same
humor. Like, it's fun until it's not.
With my brothers.
Yeah.
Or like any other guy friends that I have. Like, it's not. And I don't know. Like, it's hard to explain. And we've talked to like other people, and I've seen other videos where they say the same thing. Like, it's, I no longer view him as my ex. I view him as Michael's dad, and he's your husband. Like,
yeah.
Your husband. Like, I don't even see him.
Your mentality changes too, because it's like, even when things happen where it's like awkward or uncomfortable, or maybe the situation gets tense, when you see it with a friend or with a sibling, you're like, I just can't wait to go home with like my spouse and like get away and separate. Like, because you're not in the same household, you don't see that situation, rather than it's like, ugh, I have to like deal with him or whatever. You see it like, it's her problem now. Literally. Thing.
No, and we're like in such a good place now, and people are just so annoying. So.
My favorite part is the knowing up where you posted on social media that you have a better body than me. And how did I not catch that on social media?
To this day, I think that you have a better body. You have a better pregnant body than I ever had. Like, I say it all the time. I wish I had your body.
Girl,
I had to buy my boobs. I have no ass.
Oh, I just hit my head.
Did I ever say that I had a better body? I would kill for your body any day. I wouldn't have had to buy titties and spend $7,000 on them. I would have an ass. You have great thighs. Like, what the fuck?
My thighs catch a lot of snacks. They're really, you know, 10 out of 10.
Thick thighs save lives. Like, you look great in clothes. Like, if you look at our photos, like, I hate how wide my hips are. It's my biggest insecurity. You look like a little slender, like, and then I have to, like, pose a certain way so my hips look. Like, I don't even get me. Bitch, I never said a day in my life that I have a better body than you.
I don't even think we've ever talked about our bodies on social media, besides the whole, like, when people compare us and stuff.
We've talked about, like, how we stay confident, but...
Yeah.
And, like, I think... I don't know if we touched on our insecurities at all on that podcast. I'll have to... But, like, that's, like, a few seasons back.
But even, like, when we were telling people, like, how our bodies are two very different things, but we fit in the exact same clothes. Like,
yeah, we're both the same size.
Because everyone's bodies is completely different. But, yeah, for someone to say that... And it the messages or the emails, because there was a couple she kept responding, or he, whoever it was... Was just, I could tell it was trying to like ping us, like make us upset with each other. And I don't think that people get it, because it's happened in the past before when people say certain things to try to upset us. Like, we learned to go from ex-wife and new wife to like co-parenting together. Like, any insecurities we'd already dealt privately, nothing you can say is gonna like open before, something raw or be like,
took it to social media.
I know, okay. Like, nothing, any insecurities, any issues, any drama that we might have had has already been discussion squashed. For someone to bring something up, you're not going to bring up a point that I'm going to be like, damn bitch, you know what, you did say that and now I'm like so mad about it. You know,
the person must have been young, because the way they were speaking, it just seemed like they were just very immature,
acting like you're trying to help me out. Like, you're talking about the person that I co-parent with and I'm friends with and that I work with, and like, I don't get how people understand, like, when you downplay one person, you're not supporting another person. Like, there's no Team Tiffany, Team Megan. Like, I don't get how people don't understand that.
And then
when you're bashing one, you're, like, bashing the other. Like, you're bashing the friendship, too, which is, like, you're saying I don't know how to pick a friend, so, like, now I'm stupid. Like, even with the power move thing, like, you're saying I'm not strong enough to, like, know when someone's doing something that would make me uncomfortable or me to stand up for myself. Like, you're saying something bad about me, thinking that you're saying something bad about her, so...
So stupid. And then Tiffany responded.
Yeah, I did.
And she goes, hi, Megan.
She was so adamant, or he or whatever.
She's like, I want to talk to Tiffany. And I was like, bitch.
It was me the whole entire time. And
The last one was me. I was like, you obviously want attention. Did you see what I wrote?
No.
I was like, you obviously want attention. So here it is. And I said that I said it's the holidays. You need to go with your friends and family. Honey.
Yeah.
Obviously, you need to, like... I was like, you need to be loved by someone. You need to go hang out with your friends and family. It's the holidays. Like, go take a load off. You know, get a hobby. Get a job. I was like, we're good over here. I said, you're not a true follower. I said, kindly unfollow us. Like, we don't need this kind of support. And, you and just then like, I said, this is Megan for the record. The other ones were Tiffany. This one's Megan. Have a great holiday.
Have some common sense. Like, we've even had people in videos. Like, let's say there was a video not too long ago from the fashion show that I think Mike looked at you or something. And they were like, he's looking at her. He's staring at her. Like, the other one doesn't know. I'm like, we edit the videos, like, together. We, like, look at the videos together. We comment and respond. If we're not taking anything out of it, you're not seeing anything special. Like, exactly. Mike has eyes. He can look at Megan. I don't have to beat him for that. It's okay.
I can't.
Every time he sees you, like, he has to look everywhere else. Like, he can look at her eyes, you know?
The same thing with Travis and you. Like, every single time Travis even, or you look in his direction, it's, oh my God, she's coming. She's coming.
I can't look at Megan because I'm afraid I'm going to turn to stone.
Period. Yeah, it's like the same thing. Like, she's coming for her other husband. Like, as if you took the first one from me.
I know. No, I said I learned my lesson with Megan's first one. I'm not taking a second husband if it doesn't go right. She's not picking them the best sometimes, so I'm not going to do it again.
It's just so crazy. Like,
but I don't think people understand. And it drives me insane when people say in comments, they're like, she doesn't know. She doesn't see it. Did you catch that? Like, y'all are not catching. Y'all are making situations up.
I know. We both edit the videos. Like,
and we're both super confident that, like, if Mike does look at your brand new titties, they're brand new. He's never seen them before. Like, I'm not going to hate on that. Like,
oh, remember when Travis said something about your butt one time? We did
that. It was a question. It was like, who has the bigger butt? And he panicked.
Yeah. He pointed to you. It's the fucking truth. Like, how am I going to?
That is not a big deal. Like, they're making big deals.
Could you imagine if he would have said me? Then I wouldn't trust anything that he says because he's a damn liar.
I think people just make nothing. Like, you need to be confident in yourself and in your relationship and stuff like that. We clearly already are. We're not stressed about it. Like, why are you stressed? No,
some of these people need, like, a friend. Obviously, you need a friend. You need a hug. You need a hobby. Like, it's really not that serious, guys.
I know. For reals. It was just, it's absolutely insane.
And to that person, if you still haven't unfollowed, please do. We really just don't. And you caught me on the wrong day, because if you listen to our podcast, you know that I'm personally going through a lot. Tiffany's going through a lot right now. And even if you're a fan of her and not me, that's great. Still don't send us an email.
I know.
Because I might read it. Okay. So.
And you're not helping me. Like, I just don't get, no one's going to tell me anything that I don't already know. Like. I mean, unless you're physically...
Unless it's math problems, because she might not know that.
Fuck you. It always gets me, and I see it. Like, if you don't like our friendship, you don't have to. That's fine. It's not for everyone, I guess. Mm-hmm. But we also... There's so much on social media that we don't talk about that people don't know that it's like... I was going to go with the point of this.
You don't know what someone's going through behind the scenes. We are pretty open with the majority of the things that go on in our lives, but there are a lot of things that we don't talk about. We talk about with each other that we don't mention on here. And you could say something on, you know, one of the days and, you know, we're having a bad day. We got some unexpected news. There could be something going on and you could really fuck up someone's day. Not just for us, like for everybody. Like, be nice to people on fucking social media. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
So. Or not even just that, though. I meant a more positive thing. Like, we've been through so much. Like, they only know, like, a sliver of it compared to, like, our whole 10 lives. Like, 10 lives. I'm fucking thinking cat senses over here. 10 years that it's like, whatever you're going to say, like, there's nothing you can really say to get us to start an argument. First of all, on social media, we're not those type of people that even if it was something to get us riled up with each other, it's not going to be on social media. But like, we've handled so much between us internally and stuff like that. Like, you're not catching us with anything new. You're not going to hurt us. You're not going to break us down. Like, you look stupid because you think you know us and you don't. I think
they realize how deep our friendship, like, really
we
is.
Know more,
like,
each other about each other that even social media knows. Yeah. And I think that's what they don't get.
Like, we don't post about everything, the positive or the negative. Like, there's so many positive, amazing times that we've been there for each other and really been like a shoulder and things, friendship wise, not even co-parenting wise, because, you know, we are friends, like legit friends outside of this. And you just don't even know. And we're not gonna post everything, but still, like, to come in here and try to act like you know us because of what we share. We do share a lot, but it's just annoying. And I hope that lady unfollows, lady or man, whatever you are.
No, I love that.
You are no friend of mine. You know what sucks is we could have been friends. You could have sent a nice email and we could have been on here reading your email out loud for I Need a Bestie. And we could have been friends. You could have messaged us on Instagram or whatever. And we could have been liking each other's photos on Instagram. And next time you come to Florida, we could have went to date. Like, things could happen like that. We see people out in public all the time and we could have been friends, but you just ruined that.
Yep.
So that's your loss. Truly. We could have been friends.
You could have had something good here. You okay. You fucked
a bestie. It up. Okay. You could have had a long distance online friend. And we've got a couple of those people who've supported our channels and stuff. And
yeah.
But you snoozed and you lost. So I got to go now. So
oh, I love that for us.
We'll see you guys in season 6. Thanks for hanging out as we close this season. And we will see you closer to Tiffany's due date.
Yes, happy holidays. Whatever holiday you celebrate. We love that for happy you. Happy New Year. We're going to be hitting New Year too. Fuck my life. I know.
See you later in 2024.
Send a prayer because we'll officially be mom and stepmom of a teenager when we come back Jesus on here. Christ,
I didn't want to talk about it.
I know I had to because Michael brought it up. He's like, today at the doctor's, he's like, I'm practically a teenager already.
Jesus Christ. I'm not ready.
So, right. Yeah, send help.
Bye. See you later. Bye.